everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the BPM podcast. My name is Bill. Last week, I reviewed Nowhere Generation by Rise Against. This week, we'll be going back to 2003, when iTunes first launched, Michael Jordan retired for good, and Finding Nemo was released. The album we are reviewing today is Welcome Interstate Managers by Fountains of Wayne. Yes, Fountains of Wayne, that's the band that gave us the best song about a MILF, Stacy's Mom. This was Fountains of Wayne's third studio album and was met with great success, specifically receiving an 86 out of 100 from Metacritic. The album features 17 tracks for a total of 59 minutes and 17 seconds. The band released two more albums before quietly breaking up in the mid-2010s. However, none were as big as this album. And after listening through it for the first time the other day, this is actually another great album that we'll be reviewing. Fountains of Wayne deserve to be more than just a one-hit wonder. This album alone has plenty of hits. Granted, none of them were as catchy, sexualized, or provocative as Stacy's Mom, and in the early 2000s, that was a huge selling point. And there are plenty of albums I'll be reviewing for bands that had no right to be just a one-hit wonder, and the band I'll be talking about next week could be considered a one-hit wonder as well, but this week we'll be talking about Fountains of Wayne. Throughout the album, there were a couple of tone and style changes, which can be linked to a few different genres and bands. My initial thoughts after listening to the album straight through was that Stacy's Mom might be the worst song of this album. After listening through the album again, that is definitely not the case, but it could be considered a bottom-tier song. Now, it's not to take away how good and successful that song was, it's just there's plenty of other songs that deserve to be recognized and to get more airplay that show off how good the album and the band was. This album has a little bit of everything. It's got the radio hits, it's got some ballads, there's some slow melodies, there's emo lyrics, and about everything in between. So without further ado, here's my song-by-song breakdown of Welcome Interstate Managers. First song, Mexican Wine. This was the second single released almost a year after the album came out. The song gives off some very Weezer-esque vibes with their guitars, the drum beats, and their vocal tones. It's a good opening song. The song is just describing how much life can suck, but there's always a tomorrow and a chance for things to be better. That's a pretty good message, and the song's got a catchy tune to go by it as well. Number two, Bright Future in Sales. And as soon as the song starts, I'm thinking of the Beatles. Just the way that the guitar and the drums sound, it just reminds me of pretty much any Beatles song. The chorus is very fun, though. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to read the lyrics. I got to get my shit together because I can't live like this. You know I've come too far and I don't want to quit. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales. Yeah, yeah. It's just a song about being bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, entering the real world, getting that first job, and just making a future of yourself. It's just a fun song. Number three, the song we all know and love, Stacy's Mom. We've seen the music video. Young boy wants to hang out with a classmate of his just to stare at her mom. Hasn't been done before, and I don't think it's been done since. This song came out at a perfect time, 2003. It's got a very catchy chorus, simple guitar and drums. After listening to the rest of the album, I wouldn't blame you if you decide to skip this song. One, because it's overplayed, and two, there's just better songs on the album. Next song, Hackensack. It's a bit more mellow compared to the first couple songs to start out the album. The instruments are toned down, and lead singer Chris Collingwood sings a bit softer and he's a bit more relaxed. The song is about the protagonist talking about someone he used to know growing up, maybe a crush or a classmate, being in school together. But after they separated, he just sees her all over, magazines and movies. He's still hoping for a future, but it's very unlikely. Part of the chorus at least, but I will wait for you as long as I need to, and if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you. It's not that complex of a song. It just talks about the protagonist just holding on for that one last hope that things could be okay between the two. No Better Place. This is a song with a very old school sound to it. Not a lot of heavy chords or that deep of a bass. There's a nice breakdown in the middle, which goes right into the third verse. Theme to this song is not that easy to find compared to some of the other songs on this album, but it talks about a place where you grew up, and this instance of the song, it's New York, that made you who you are, and you're trying to leave it for no place better than where you came from, which may not be the best idea, because there's always that saying, the grass is always greener, and you may go for it, and it may just not be that thing that you were hoping it would be compared to what you were used to. Valley Winter Song is the next song, and it's got a very similar sound to the previous song. It's one of the ballads that I mentioned that this album had. It's got a nice melody. The chorus, and actually pretty much the whole song, is just you could picture in your mind. And Fountains of Wayne does a pretty good job with their imagery and their lyrics, just describing a scene and kind of putting you in that moment. And the song is one of those moments. All Kinds of Time. After the first verse and chorus, I think of two bands right away. I think of the band Lifehouse, which many of you may not be familiar with or may not have heard that name in a while. And it kind of reminds me of like newer Green Day. It's got a softer tone as well. I know those bands are completely different to compare, but the way this song comes off, it's definitely got like a softer, more, I don't want to say anthem feel to it, but more of a emo-ish type of sound. But it is another ballad, slower tempo, and listening to the lyrics, it's about a young quarterback taking that few extra moments to think about everything and everyone important to him. It may not seem like a lot of time when the song talks about you got those few extra seconds, but spending that a little extra time just to look back and kind of take everything in may seem very important, and it could mean everything to that person. Little Red Light. After those couple songs, this is where the album picks back up, and this is the right song to do it. They're talking about the commute from work back home, the traffic, the weather, there's no radio. It may seem like you're so far away from getting home. And when they do arrive home, the person that they want to see is gone. They don't see that red light blinking on the message, on the answering machine. They don't see a little notification on the inbox. You just kind of take that deep breath and realize that you're all alone. And I think we've all been there. You're hoping that person reaches out and they're not, and it's just time to move on. Hey Julie is the next song. I like this one a lot. The instruments they use makes it stand out from the rest of the albums. It's a completely different sound. It talks just about how overworked and distraught the man in the song is, but he pushes through it all. He just wants to get home and see his Julie. Part of the lyrics is, "Hey Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I never make it through without you around. No, I never make it through without you around." And as much as work or your daily grind may suck, it just makes it all worth it when you come home and see that special person in your life and you kind of just melt in their arms. And it's kind of a juxtaposition between the last song, Little Red Light, how you come home and that person isn't there, and then this song that you push through it all and it's just, you know how important that person is to them, and you let them know that, thank you for sticking by me through all this. Haley's Waitress. Not one of my favorite songs on this album. Not sure, I don't know if it's because of the sound and how it changes from the last two to this one, or just its placement on the album. But there was an interview with Adam Schlesinger, one of the guitarists in the band. And the song's not as deep as it tries to make it be. He said that we'd be at some restaurant and he'd always be annoyed that the waitress had disappeared or just was taking a long time and the service was terrible. And that's what, if you read the lyrics, that's pretty much what this song's talking about. Again, not the greatest song, so it's another one that I would skip. Hung Up on You. I heard this one, and I thought I had a different album on because I was not aware that Fountains of Wayne went country. And just the way that this song sounds, I could picture them just playing this in like a barn or like a rundown bar or something. It's very country. There's definitely like a southern twang to the lyrics and some of the instruments. Not a fan of country music myself, so this song doesn't really do much for me. It definitely feels out of place on this album, but I would give it a listen and see what you think, but not my favorite song either. Fire Island. Fountains of Wayne does a really good job painting a picture with their words, like I mentioned, and this song is definitely another example of that. And you can just picture what the kids are doing in this song, just hanging out, messing around, drinking a bunch. They do a really good job of just creating that scene. And we've all been there, just begging your parents to let you stay home. You don't need any supervision. You're old enough. Let your parents go out for the weekend or whatever. This song is pretty much just encapsulates all that. And it's a fun song. Peace and Love. This song, if I were to compare it to another band, like another band's sound, it definitely gives me like big Sugar Ray vibes. Just like a very laid-back Southern California style. It's a very uplifting song, and it's pretty easy to listen to. That's pretty much all there is to it. It's just a very chill song. Bought for a Song. It's another one that gives me Beatles vibes. It's either the tempo or just the pacing of the lyrics. One of those two things just triggers like Beatles in my mind. Regardless, it tells a nice story with a good sound. It's another song you just put on, and I just felt myself immediately like tapping my foot or like bobbing my head to it. This whole album, for the most part, is filled with those kind of songs, and Bought for a Song is another one. Super Collider. I really hate comparing songs to other bands because I know they're trying to make their own sound and they don't want to be compared to something else because you kind of come off as a knockoff, but this one I really can't avoid. If you just gave me the instrumentals to this song, I could easily put the lyrics of Wonderwall by Oasis over it and you really wouldn't tell the difference. Besides that, the song really isn't much of anything. The lyrics aren't that thought-provoking or sending a message. To me, it feels like it's just kind of there. Second to last song is called Yours and Mine. Not really much of a song, though, as it feels more of like a poem. It's only a minute and 1 second long. Really not much to say about that. But I would give it a listen to see if you could pull anything meaningful out of it. But like I said, it's more of a poem. Elevator Up. It's the final song of the album, and it's a good one. The song pretty much talks about getting high, going at a fast pace, and just leaving an impression on doing whatever you're doing. Part of the lyrics, we're taking our act to the streets, roll around the city, leaving our tracks on the ground. Elevator up, baby, I don't want to come down. Hanging with sinners, the undesirable crowd. So yeah, it's talking about getting into a little bit of trouble, and you're enjoying that feeling of being high, being like excited, and that you really don't want to come down and lose that feeling. But overall, this is another solid album. I think we're 2 for 2 on good albums that we're reviewing. Fountains of Wayne definitely deserves to be recognized more than just for Stacey's Mom. Like I said, it's definitely on my bottom tier of songs for this album. And there's a lot of good songs that gone widely unnoticed by Fountains of Wayne. Not on this album alone, just in their whole catalog in general. And I will definitely be putting a few of these songs on my playlist when I drive around town. Next week, though, we'll be reviewing Palm Trees and Power Lines by Sugar Cult. So that should be a fun album. We all know the main song, Memory. And I'm looking forward to see what other tracks, what other hidden gems are on that album. Until then, stay safe and keep rocking.